Okay, so all this Bhagavad Gita chapters, each chapter is very important, and it is told where it is. There is a book called Gita Mahatmya, and that is all stories told by Lord Shiva to Parvati Devi. That what is the importance of each chapter, and this Lord Shiva telling to Parvati Devi is told by Lord Vishnu to Lakshmi. Once Lakshmi Devi told Lord Vishnu, like after he killed Mura demon, that what are you doing now? So he was in a different. Afterwards, you can very soft. So he was telling to Lakshmi Devi that this thing, I am seeing that how people are listening to my pastimes, and because it is Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yovid, but just by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, we get liberated. So this is Lord Vishnu told to Lakshmi Devi, and he is telling the importance what Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati Devi. So then Parvati Devi asked Lord Shiva that what is the importance of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so he said that there was a person called Susharma, and he was very sinful, very sinful. There was no act which he had not done. He used to drink, he used to eat flesh, he used to hurt others, and he used to do all sort of, sit properly, sit like this, all of you sit like this. So he used to do all sort of bad things. There was no bad thing which he has not done, or sinful activity which he had not done. All the pap, whatever is there, everything he had done. So what happened after he died? He had to go to different hells. You know what is hell?
Narak.
He had to go to different hells, and then he got a body of a bull. Okay, because he did so many mistakes. And then after he became a bull, there was one very crippled man. You know what is the meaning of crippled man? Who is like, you know, an old crippled man whose body is very crippled, who is not, So a crippled man, he took care of this bull. But what he used to do? He used to keep lot of load on the bull. Lot of load he used to keep on the bull. So then what happened? One day, so much load he kept on the bull that the bull fell unconscious. Then what happened? This one pious man came. He felt bad for the bull. So what he did? If each one of us, when we do all the spiritual activities, we get pious points. Like how you get marks in school, right? Like that, when we tell Bhagavad Gita, when we chant, when we come to temple, everything, for everything you get marks from Krishna. Okay, so you get pious, that they are called pious points. So this man who was pious, what he did, he said that I'll give my pious points to the bull. And seeing him, some other people also came. They also came and said, I'll give my pious points to the bull. I'll give my pious points to the bull. I'll give my pious points to the bull. Well, are understanding what I'm talking? Unka jo punya tha, wo unko de rahe the. Kinko, wo bull ko. So then after that, what happened? This when he was giving all these pious points, one prostitute came. You know what's the meaning of prostitute? Prostitute means a lady who has many husbands. Okay. She is not chaste. She is not pure. What she did, she thought, like me, although I am not a very good lady, but still whatever pious points I have, let me also give the pious points. At that time, what happened? The bull left his body and went to Yamaraj. So Yamaraj said that because you got the pious points of the prostitute, so you get your human body back. And again he came as Susharma, and then he remembered what happened in his previous life. This is all by Krishna's mercy. He went to find out who is the prostitute. Because of the prostitute, he got the back from the bull's body. No, you are understanding what I am talking, all of you?
Yes.
So then what he did is, he went and searched her. So then he told her that what you did, that I got such pie. She said that in my house I have a cage. In that cage there is a parrot. The parrot keeps on reciting something. I think because of that I got pious points. So they went to the parrot to find out what the parrot did. And the parrot said that in its previous life, he was also he was a Brahmana, a learned Brahmana. But he was very proud of what he knew. So what he used to do? Because of his pride, after he left his body, he became a he had to go through different hells, and then he got the body of the parrot. And when he got the body of a parrot, one day he was on the road, you know, like he was sort of suffering. At that time, one rishi, some rishis were discussing Krishna conscious topics. So he saw that parrot, he took the parrot and he went to his house, and he kept it in his house. And in his house, the rishi used to teach the children the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So what happened? This parrot, it heard the shlokas of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and the parrot learned the chapter 1 Bhagavad Gita, and that was what the parrot was. And what happened when it was in the rishi's house? One thief came and he stole the parrot, and eventually the parrot landed up in the prostitute's house. So the prostitute heard chapter 1 Bhagavad Gita, so she got more pious points. And when Susharma heard this, he also went. He, along with his family, they recited chapter 1 Bhagavad Gita, and they went to Vaikuntha. Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 1 ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.